Have a listen to his answer on the issue of the policy on franking credits for self-funded retirees.
I do want to deal with one thing up front, and let's talk about the elephant in the room. Some say Labor lost the election because of franking credits, which was a policy I designed. And it is true, it was my policy. I designed it. I designed it to invest more in schools and hospitals and give Labor a good program of investment. We lost this election for a whole range of reasons, some of which we probably haven't even yet determined. Franking credits was a controversial policy, for which, no doubt, we lost some votes. But I don't accept it's why we lost the election in entirety. We also lost the election because of policies we don't have, like a death tax. I had more people raising the death tax on the polling booths with me than ever raised franking credits. I woke up on Sunday morning devastated. I admit devastated for myself, devastated for my party, devastated for the country, but also deeply respectful of the verdict of the Australian people, deeply respectful of their verdict. What I didn't wake up thinking on Sunday morning was that all of a sudden the tax system's now fair. Didn't wake up suddenly on Sunday morning thinking we don't need to spend any more money on health and education. I didn't wake up on Sunday morning thinking we should no longer worry about giving first home buyers a level playing field. These are the values which underpinned all those policies.
He doesn't get it. He still doesn't get it. Who would you rather have, Anthony Albanese or Albanese or Chris Bowen? 96900 693 1313 32. He still doesn't get it. Yes, they can make the changes, grandfather them, put a limit on them. He doesn't, and I've had this debate with him several times after he launched the policy. He didn't understand or refused to accept that average people, not just fat cats, not just the big end of town, average people who had made plans for their retirement, struggling to get through, were going to be hurt. They were the collateral damage. He still doesn't get it. However, that's the contest. Chris Bowen, Anthony Albanese, this stage.